The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue the story of Jesus' death, taken largely from the book Why God Birthed America. But trying to ignore the feeling that these nails were going into an innocent man's hands, the Roman soldiers continued their bloody work. Another powerful blow of the mallet forces the spike through Jesus' crossed feet. His body contorts and his quivering lips reveal the pain he's absorbing. Yet no sound is heard from his lips save the gasp for air. His blood is now running onto the ground at a steady rate, the earth soaking up the blood of its creator. Yet in all this word-defying scene of horrendous torture, there is an unmistakable presence of peace surrounding this middle cross. Though unseen, it is undeniable. This man is like no other that has ever hung on a cross. There is a presence about him. In spite of the cruelty, the ghastly sight of blood, and the stark disregard for human life, dignity pervades this scene. Something is happening here which defies description. A transaction is taking place between heaven and earth that will profoundly affect all of history. Suddenly he looks to heaven, and Jesus breaks his silence. He says, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." All eyes quickly turned toward him. What did he say? "Father, forgive them? Forgive those who had driven nails through his body? Forgive those who were wasting his very life's blood on the ground?" Did they really hear him right? Yet the words were unmistakable. He was asking God to forgive the very ones who were torturing him. The soldiers simply could not believe their ears. They knew Jesus had, in peace, been taking what they were dishing out. But when he said, "Father, forgive them," he was stepping up to plead for mercy at the bar of judgment for them, his tormentors. They were all affected by that statement. And at least one was shaken to the core of his being. This soldier couldn't take his eyes off Jesus. The eyes of this man, Jesus, were captivating. Even now, as his body is racked with pain, his eyes are full of peace. While Jesus had submitted to being nailed to this cross, this soldier had the distinct feeling that there were spiritual beings all around who were just longing to step in and stop this whole misuse of religious and governmental power. It seemed they were just waiting for a word from Jesus, a word which never came. The soldier kept looking at Jesus, taking in what they'd just inflicted on an innocent man. He found himself admitting it deep within. This man was innocent. That made them the guilty ones. Now this soldier was willing to go a step further. Could this Jesus really be who he claimed to be, the Son of the God of the Jews? What a difficult thing to imagine. Could God dwell in a human body? The Romans had tried to make their emperors out to be gods, elevating a man to the position of a god. But could God come down to be a man? Watching all of this, the soldier is becoming more convinced that Jesus just might be who he says he is. And if he is God's son, then that fact demands he be listened to. If he was God's son, then he would be right about everything. And if there was only one God and he sent his son to earth to be a man, that would prove he cared about us, that he was trying to communicate something to us humans. Could God be telling us he has a plan for us? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about the book, Why God Birthed America, at our website, www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.